بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله today we completed the 23rd juz of the Quran, which means we only have about 7 juz left. And as exciting and happy as that sounds, it also sounds a little sad too, because it shows you we're coming to the completion of the Quran, but it also shows you that Ramadan is running away from us. So Ramadan ending is not a happy occasion. So alhamdulillah, we're coming to the end, but it's also sad. We're this far, we have gone in Ramadan, and we don't know, as they say, ulama say, at the half point of Ramadan, now you evaluate, what did I do this previous half, and how do I make the second half better? And unfortunately, I've mentioned it before too, Atlanta does not do good in the second half, if you watch sports, you know what I'm talking about. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Sayyidul Qawmi Khadimuhum. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's next characteristic is of humility. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest human being to ever set foot on this planet. There will be no human being that is better than An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that came before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will come after An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will be better than the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one weak narration and one weak hadith, it says that An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Lawla Muhammad. If it wasn't for Muhammad, Allah would have never created this dunya. If it wasn't for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would have never created this dunya. This dunya was only created because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to be in this dunya. So An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the best, the greatest of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam. All the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam even agreed that An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the leader. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his stamp down when he went to Masjid al-Aqsa, and he led all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam in prayer. And on the Day of Judgment, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will be given thrones and couches to sit on. Muttaqeen ala al-ara'ik, as we read in the Quran. Ara'ik, arika. Arika means a throne, a couch. So An-Nabi also will be given the best couch. So he is the greatest human being. He's the greatest leader, the best leader, the most virtuous leader. But he never showed it. An-Nabi also kept himself down. On the Day of Judgment, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they will be sitting on their couches. And Nabi Sassam won't be sitting, he'll be standing. Allah will send an angel, go ask Muhammad why he's not sitting. Ya Allah, how can I sit? My ummah hasn't crossed the bridge. He won't sit. He doesn't want to sit. He wasn't trying to say, I'm the Amir, I'm the leader, I'm the greatest. So if I say jump, you ask me how high. When Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and another companion radiallahu ta'ala, they were sharing a camel, they were sharing a horse or whatever means of transportation they had on one journey. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and the companion said, Ya Rasulullah, you can have our turn. You know, you ride the whole way. Prophet said, no, I also want reward too. It's when it's my turn, I ride it, and when it's not my turn, I'm gonna walk just like you guys. When the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was entering into Medina Mirawala for the first time, who did he come with? He came with Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. They only had one means of transportation too. So they also took turns. On the day that An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was entering into Medina Mirawala, it was the turn of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala to ride the camel or ride the animal. So when they were entering Medina for the first time, where everyone was so excited and they were singing in the nasheeds and they were so happy that finally the Prophet ﷺ was coming to Medina Munawwara, it was the turn of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala to ride the animal. So the Prophet ﷺ entered Medina Munawwara walking, while Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala entered Medina on the camel, on the animal. This was the humility of An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a matter of fact, the people who had never seen An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they thought the one riding was Sayyidina, was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It wasn't until Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala came off of his animal and provided shade to An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where everyone realized the one walking was the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the leader of a group is their servant, Sayyidul Qawmi Khadimuhum. Everyone wants to be the leader. Everyone wants to be the one everyone listens to. And they think the leader is sitting on a throne and a couch and is passing out orders. If a leader is just sitting on a couch and passing out orders, he's not a leader. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the leader is the one who's the khadim. He's the khadim. He's the one who's serving. He is the servant. The leader is a servant. And if you're not a servant, you're not a good leader. The leader does the most work. Whenever they would go on a journey, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not in the front, he was not saying, okay, I want to be protected or anything. No, no, no. I'm going to be in the back because the weak and the old are in the back, and I want to give them support and I want to help them. The Prophet didn't want a position to say he's in front of everyone and I'm the greatest. No. Man tawada lillahi rafa'ahu. Whosoever humiliates and humbles themselves in front of Allah, Allah will elevate them. What do we do nowadays? We want to elevate ourselves. We want to raise ourselves. Allah is saying, if you want to be raised, then humble yourself in front of me, I will raise you. And if Allah is guaranteeing us that He will raise us, all we have to do is have humility in front of Allah, then why are we still having humility, or why are we trying to raise ourselves with all of this pride and arrogance in front of everyone else, when Allah is saying, elevating you is in my control. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't want to be the one that said, okay, I'm here, do whatever I tell you. No, no. He also wanted to serve. He also wanted to do khidmah. And it continued in the companion radiallahu ajma'in. When the Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu, when he was Khalifatul Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every night he would go help an old lady. Every single night he would go help an old lady. So one day, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala found out about this old lady. So he wanted to help her. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala came later, and when he would come to her house was clean, the food was prepared, everything was done. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who beat me? I just found out about her, I want to help her. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, one day, after Salat al-Isha, he just stayed there the whole night to see who would walk in. And who was it? Khalifatul Rasulullah Abu Bakr Siddiq. And it continued. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala passed away, Umar radiallahu ta'ala would go and do the khidmat of everyone. He would want to go serve. No, I'm Amir al-Mu'mineen. I'm the leader. No, I want to go home. When Sayyidina Abu Umar radiallahu ta'ala, may Allah allow this to happen again. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he entered Bayt al-Maqdis and he entered Jerusalem, when Masjid al-Aqsa was conquered and in the hands of Muslims, he also came with a slave. And the slave, it was the slave's turn to ride the animal. So when they entered Masjid al-Aqsa, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was walking while the slave was riding. This was the humility that Nabi Sassam had within himself, and he instilled it in the companion of the Allah Azma'in, and it should continue to this generation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to follow the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to bring the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst his righteous believers, his close believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength and the tawfiq to live our lives in accordance with the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jazakum Allah khairan wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.